You're listening to audio from Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary, where we train students to preach the Word and reach the world. For more free resources like this one, visit www.swbts.edu/media resources.
No, I'm good. I think I am. Okay. Okay. Well, before we get started, I need to ask you a question here. Come here, dog. Heal me. Come on, heal. Let's go. Heal. Heal. Sit. Down. Once you get down. Get down. I need to know if anybody happens to know who this particular dog belongs to. I found him in the parking lot. Now, how do you know this is my dog? See, I don't have a Southwest Seminary patch on him. I didn't put a cross on him. In my case, a great big H for Hank, did I? I didn't put a Bible in his mouth or a book with my name on it, did I? What I'm trying to tell you is, just because you've got the piece of paper doesn't mean you belong to the King of Kings. See, you know that He is mine one way and on one way only, and that's because He is willing to trust and obey my word. And that's the only way that Jesus Christ is going to know who you actually belong to. It's when you're willing to trust and obey His word. It's just that simple. See, God said that He would reveal Himself to us through His creation. And this just happens to be one. You know, I'm going to give you today the best I can the country boy's version of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Okay? And there's no big words in it. You know, I've been trying to teach him a few big words, but he couldn't handle them. Okay? So be careful with the big words. Okay? See, I don't remember any great big words in "Come follow me, be still and know that I am God." Don't let your education take you down the wrong road. You follow the Master because of who He is, and you'll go a long ways, just a long ways. So anyway, enough of all that. I have got a couple rules. I'm going to be throwing these. These are called bumpers. If they fall in your lap, I suggest you get them out quick as you can. Do what you want. If you got... You got any two-year-olds in the aisle, keep them out. 2-3 weeks ago, he brought me back a two-year-old, okay? So don't do that. And I am going to be blowing this whistle. I need to warn you for that. I was another seminary last month. I blew that whistle and 12 men stood up. Yeah. Yeah. Three of them said, "Don't shoot," at a seminary now. And three of them said, "Play ball." And you know what the rest of them said? "Honey, I'll be right there." So, all right. I want to give you a little warning. Just give you a little warning. You know, they asked me what I needed. And I said, I need this stand right here because I use notes. It's so unprofessional, but if they fall off the stand, we're going home early, okay? I got my education in the duck blind, the great cathedral, okay? I need this hands-free mic right here because I need both hands to choke him every 30, 40 minutes. And I don't know if you got the message. I did ask Brother Page to make sure you ladies didn't wear that musk-scented perfume. I don't know if y'all got that message or not. He said, that amazes me. I didn't realize that would bother the dog that much. And I said, "Dr. Page, it doesn't bother the dogs. It bothers me." And now, why am I telling you that? Because I am not a seminary pastor. I wish I were. I so regret where I spent my life, but I'm not. Okay? So if I say anything that's in conflict with what you're learning, okay, you make sure Dr. Page knows about it and changes it for the school. No, I'm sorry. But in all seriousness, let me know. Just let me know. Because I couldn't sing, dance, talk in public. God gave me a dog, and I'm doing the best I can with it. So we just go from there. You know, come here, prophet. It's good to laugh, but let's always start as we should, going to the Lord. We need to pray, man. Get down. We got to pray. Thank you. Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, You're such an awesome God to serve, and we bow before You because of who You are. But we want to claim one more time again that promise You've made, because You've said when two or more have gathered in Your name, You said, "I will be there among them." So we welcome You here, now, and in this place. We ask that You just pause our busy lives, but open up our hearts that we get a glimpse of Your eternity, and a glimpse of Your truth, that we might serve You better. In Thy powerful, Thy glorious, and Thy precious name we pray. Amen. All right, thank you, Prophet. Dog. Okay. Why bring a dog? Book of Job, 12:7. When Job was trying to tell him who God was, who did he say ask? He did not say go ask smart man. Sorry, Bob. He said, ask who? The beast of the field. Isn't that interesting? The Word of God says this dog should be able to tell you, because ask the beast of the field and he will teach you. So let's just see. You know, they say when the pupil is ready, the teacher will appear. Well, I brought one here. And he actually claims to be the direct descendant of that very beast. And I told him that's prideful. You need to quit doing it. So, all right, so who did I bring? Well, I brought Prophet, okay? I wish you could hear the story about Prophet, how I got him, but let's just pass on. I brought his son laying over in that corner named Bandera. Bandera means the ultimate warrior, the standards by which all others shall be judged. But his registered name is John 8:32. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. His registered name, you look him up, is Joshua 24:15. Choose who, you, what, whom you will serve, when, today. I'm going to challenge you. Next time you buy goldfish, hamster, turtle, won't you put God's name on it? Won't you tell the world that you know who made it and who gave it to you? And if you get real successful, you go buy that big bass boat, why don't you put Hooked on Jesus or something on that thing? So let's just see if you know. So Labrador Retrievers, basically the same as any other dog, but uniquely different. And I tell you, they're uniquely different because everybody in this room is basically the same, but you're absolutely uniquely different. You see, what makes him uniquely different as a dog is he has webbed feet. You pull his toes apart and he's got duck feet on him. Who'd make a dog with duck feet? Got to be somebody up there. He also has hollow hair. Hollow hair does a couple things. It insulates him from the cold and it helps him float in water. Okay. He also has a nose. For every smell you have, he has 120 degrees of that smell. You cannot hide from this dog. I mean, the hardest thing I've got to do is send him down that aisle. He comes back saying, you can't believe what's out there, Hank. I mean, you can't believe what's out there. And, but one of the things I find the most amazing about him is that he will not pretend. This dog is a dog, and you're God's greatest creation, and so am I. And this dog won't pretend to be who he's not. And I'm telling you, even as seminary students, you will. You'll try to build the biggest church there is. You'll drive the car, wear the clothes, cut your hair. Outside of here, they're drinking the drink, talking the talk, walking the anything to run with the pack to be accepted. And a dog won't do that. You see, when God said raise him up in the way that he should go, part of that is let him be what God meant for him to be. If your son or daughter is a rabbit dog, let them be a rabbit dog. You just make them the best rabbit dog they could be. See, he won't pull a sled, not with his heart. He won't herd sheep. He won't even guard my house. He's not a guard dog. He's a good watchdog. He'll watch you steal my TV and my radio, but he's not a guard dog. So what kind of dog is this? This is what I call a missionary dog. Why do I call him a missionary dog? Because what's his job? Go find that which is lost and bring it back to the master. By the way, by my grace, he is here. By my grace, he is here. I picked him up and said, you were mine. I held him when he wouldn't even look into my eyes. He was so small. And I said, do you not know who I am? Do you not know the power I had to set you free? To set you apart from all other dogs. To send you places they don't even know exist. Your job is to go find that which is lost and bring it back to me. But your purpose is to tell them who I am. And how will you tell them? By trusting and obeying my word. Sit, son, because I love you. Be still and know that I am. Wow. It's amazing. But a missionary dog does what? He goes and gets that which is lost. Fetch that up, prophet. Good dog. Good dog. Good dog. That's all right. That's all right. It is slippery in here. Okay. But now, sit, please. Nobody really clapped for that, and I'm going to tell you why. I wasn't real impressed with that retriever, were you? Can I tell you something else? I believe in my own little simple heart. I don't think God's real impressed anymore with what America's doing as missionaries. You see, I didn't get this dog not to leave this stage of fame right here. God didn't make you to stand in the church parking lot and wave at them when they get on it. And God love you, he didn't make you to stand inside the door and shake their hand either. He made you to go the distance never gone. He made you to go through the briars, through the water, off into the unknown. That's what his purpose is. Now, where would one be that's lost? Is there anybody lost in here? Where would they be? You got to be joking me. Is there anybody a little closer lost? Isn't that about? Is there somebody real close that's lost? Up in the balcony. Well, let's just send you up there, prophet. I'm going to ask you to do something. If he's willing to leave this stage, I'm going to send him down the right. I'm going to try to make him go down that aisle. Leave that door open. He has to run across that hall, past that pretty girl. Leave the pretty girl alone. I'm going to have to send him up that stairs. How many times does it whine? One, two, three times? Twice. He's going to whine twice. If you come out up here, don't pay attention to the smells that you find the hamburger in that boy's hand. And I want you to go to the far back right corner, because if there's one lost, that's where he'll be. You know how I know that? Because I was the one at one time in my life that was so far from your parking lot. If God hadn't sent a prophet dog to find me, I wouldn't be here today. Would you do me a big favor? Let's say he does what I ask him to. Let's say he's willing to do it. Let's say he gets all the way up there. Let's say he finds that last sheep that's lost. If he brings it back when he hits this stage right here, would you do me a personal favor? Would you all rise and applaud like you haven't applauded in a long time? You know why I'm asking you to do that? Because the Word of God says somewhere, correct me if I'm wrong, but the Word of God says that should you give your life to Jesus Christ, every angel in heaven is going to applaud. I want you to get a tiny little glimpse of what that just might look like should you give your life to Jesus Christ today. Whether it be the first or rededication, I think they're going to jump up no matter what you do. Now someone say, you really going to risk that? Yeah. What if he falls off the balcony? You're going to risk your dog? And I said, yes. How come? Because he's not my dog. He born bred for the King of Kings. And so are you. What if he gets up there and can't find it? I'll send another dog. I'll send another dog, and then another dog, and then I'll send another dog. And you know what I'll do? If necessary, I will go myself. Why? Because that's what Jesus Christ did for you and I. He sent prophet after prophet after prophet, and then he came himself for the love that he had for us. Don't let me down, prophet. Don't let me down, son. Heal back with me. Heal. Heal. Got a long way to go. Find it. Back. Y'all can stand up and watch that. Back. Far back right corner. Keep going, horse. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. All the way, baby. All the way. Come on back home, son. Back. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on, good guy. Here it comes. Come on, baby. Come on. Come on. All right. Yeah. 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 Give it. Give it. Give it. Give it. Thank you. Sit, please. Sit, please. Thank you. Thank you. Sit. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know. You know, as much as I love this sheep, I would risk my own to go find him. Can you imagine how much I love that missionary? Can you truly imagine the love that I have for him, be willing to leave my side and go find that last one that's lost? Do you know you couldn't see him when he got off the stage, could you? Can I tell you something? There's a missionary in this country right now that you don't know where he is and you can't see him. And while you're sitting out there waiting for me to entertain you, his life is at risk. And you can't see him. All I can tell you is my eyes never went off that dog except for maybe 30 seconds. And God never takes his eyes off of his missionaries either. All I'm trying to tell you is should you be fortunate enough to be one of those missionary dogs, the love that God would have for you, if it's like what I have, is a phenomenal thing. So what's the first thing my boy has to learn? Let's just teach him something. Come here, boy. What's the first thing you got to learn? Who your name is? Huh? Sit. Now, that's so boring. But can I... You know why I'm stressing that? Because if he can't sit, guess what? He can't learn. If he can't sit and keep his eyes on me, he'll never be everything he's meant to be, and you won't either. God said it this way, be still and know that I am. And I thought he's trying to control me. He was trying to set me free. I'm bowing up against him, and he's saying, I want to set you free. But you got to sit. Because sit says what? It says, be still. That doesn't mean don't move. It means be still in your heart. Be still in your mind. Be still in your pride, your lust, your greed. Be still in your dreams. Because I knew the day I chose him that if he was willing to die, empty himself out, that I could fill him up to make him more than he could ever, ever become by himself. What a gift when someone says, sit please. Keep your eyes on me. All right, now I need to know if he knows who he is. Why do you actually think I named this dog? So he can talk on the cell phone, of course. Make himself popular here at school. Maybe. Get the big billboard, wear the jacket. I don't think so. I always wonder why in the world would God walk through the garden and name everything in it. You would thought he had something better to do. Sit, please. I'm going to tell you why I named this dog, why my father named me, why I named my four sons. New concept in America. I named him so I can hold him accountable for what I ask him to do. I named him so I can hold him accountable for what I ask him to do. The Word of God says, you and I will be held accountable for the life we live before the Lord. Period. The day's coming. The day's coming. I also gave him a name, by the way, so I could praise him for what he does right. And I also gave him a name so I could tell him how much I love him, whether he does it right or wrong. Are you telling them how much you love them, or are you just telling them they did it right or wrong? Sit, brother. I need to know if you know who you are. Prophet, don't get that for me. Now, he's supposed to know who he is. You're not supposed to clap, and I know you didn't. Come on. Let's go. Bring it on over here to Daddy. Come on. Yeah, come on. Heel back here. Heel. Nope, heel. Sit. I need to do what? You want to go play? There's other dogs out there, man. What if I want to call you back in here? You sure you know who you are? Well, let's see. Sit. Billy. George. Bobby. Dr. Paige Patterson. Oh. Noches. Just checking. Sweetheart. Pretty boy. King. President. Pastor. Mary. Johnny. George. Prophet dog. All right. Good dog. Good dog, Prophet. Good dog. Fetch it up. Good dog. Good dog. All right. You a good dog. Good dog. Good dog. I love you. Got to have a word for play. Go play. Go on. Play. 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 Have a good time. All right. See this whistle? This whistle. Sit, please. My wife is an actual real trainer. She had me whistle trained. I just thought I'd pass it on down to that dog. Oh, yeah. She's good, man. She taught me all them good words. Sit, no, back, you know, all that good stuff. But anyway, this whistle right here. The power within this whistle will never die. Never, never die. You see, this whistle was good for his great-great-grandfather that he never knew. This whistle will be good for his great-great-great-granddaughter that he'll never, ever see. Do you know what the whistle is in your life? You know other dogs make fun of him for paying attention to my whistle? Can you imagine they come up and make fun of him for even paying attention to it? Right there's your whistle. It's the Word of God. It'll separate you from all other dogs and it will never, ever lose its power. You put it in its proper place. And that would be wherever you are. Okay. What's happening in America? A lot of good things, a lot of not so good. But where are the mamas and daddies keeping their babies nowadays? Where they walk their puppies? Well, man, these mamas really walk that puppy right there. You know why mama walks your puppy like this? You come up here and try to kick this puppy that close to its mama. You'll pay a big price for that, I'm telling you. You see, men, we fight to someone wins, and women, they fight till somebody dies. I mean, they're pretty serious out there. Can I tell you something? Absolute total love. Don't you ever do that to your puppy or child. You see, if he can't leave my side, he'll be of no value to his wife someday. If he can't leave my side, he may be of no value to his country someday. If he can't leave my side, he may be of no value to the King of Kings who made him to serve him someday. You do not teach your puppy or keep your puppy from temptation. You teach him what to do when it comes. God didn't give me him as a puppy to be my cause in life. He gave me him to train for a cause. Making much to do of him so he'd feel good about himself. Yeah. Is not loving him. Teaching him make much to do of others. Starting with Jesus Christ. Now that's loving him. That's loving him. See, my job is to make this old boy, when he's a puppy, to do the things he doesn't want to do. Why make him do the things he doesn't want to do so someday he can be everything he needs to be? What a gift it is. Sit. Be still. Keep your eyes on me. Because I love you. And the first step in his life to wisdom was what? Fear of the master. Did I say fear of the master? He has no fear of me. You can't even steal my dog. But he has a fear of disobeying, disrespecting, dishonoring me. And so should we. And so should we. So, all right. Sober bunch out there. There must be finals going on. And tell you what. You do know why the older people are reading the Word of God more than you young people are, oh, don't you? They're cramming for the final. That's why. Okay. All right. Oh, yeah. Okay. Now, let's just train him a few minutes. You know, I walk into some church or a dog kennel, sit, and I say, I'm looking for a few recruits out here. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to sit, keep your eyes on me while they're playing. Sit, please. While they're playing, I want you to just sit, pay attention to me. I don't want you to covet anything that you happen to want. I don't want you to lean on your own understanding. It goes on. I have no volunteers. Not one. There's a dog right there volunteering. No. I've never had a puppy dog come up to me in my kennel, knock on my door. Because if he would, I'd open it. But every puppy I've ever had myself was born with a self-serving, deceitful heart and had choice. And there was nothing in him that wanted to serve me. It was by my grace that he's mine. By my grace. See, I want to tell him, you know, someone says, I can't believe the Bible, Hank, is so full of, this is another old hunting buddy, man. I can't believe the Bible, Hank, it's just full of junk, fairy tales. I said, like what? Oh, big voice in the sky knows who I am and on and on and on. He said, how would your dog answer that? And I said, I don't know, but I'll tell you this. You know who that dog is? He says, sure, I know. That's your dog, Hank. I hunt with you. Well, his name's Prophet. I know his name's Prophet. What you don't know, I called him by his name before he ever walked on this earth. What you don't know is I held him with the hands of my heart before he ever existed. What you don't know is I knew his job would be go to find that which is lost and bring it back to me, the Master. And what you don't know is because he had choice, I prayed. I prayed that he, because he had choice, would choose to bring me honor, that you might know who I am. And I'm nothing but a duck hunter with a dog. What do you think God could do? What do you think God could do? So, let's train this boy. Now, first thing I teach the dog is sit, keep your eyes on me. I love you, man. By the way, if I get a little puppy, the very, very, very first thing I do is the same thing Jesus Christ did for me. I will take that puppy and I will show and demonstrate to him how much I love him before he ever loves me. But then once I know he loves me, I got a few things I want you to do. That's where you are. You know God loves you. Now he's going to ask you to do a few things. Now the first thing, we're not going to demonstrate this. I ask him to go get them. Wherever they fall, go get them. Sit, buddy. Sit. Don't let this hit you in the head out there. Prophet, don't get that for us. Now we can throw them all over here. Every place. Don't jump. Over. Do not jump, son. He'll jump right up here. He will. Okay. Now, he can get them because I've taught him, get them and get them all and get them now. That sounds kind of cruel, doesn't it? And I'm in it. And I'm going to tell you why I tell him, get them and get them all and get them now. Any of you ladies want to marry a lazy husband? Go ahead, raise your hand. Learn from that, boys. Huh? Not one. Any employer want to hire a lazy person? Not one. Sit, please. What a gift. Get them. get them all and get them now. What a gift. Now, once he gets them and gets them all, what am I going to do? I'm going to say, hey, I want you to make sure my will or your will going to be done. Heal with me. Heal. Come on, heal. Let's go. Heal. I want to know if he's going to focus on what he wants or what I want. Now, a good dog would have already got them all, wouldn't he? I'm not looking for a good dog. I want a great dog. What's the difference between a good dog and a great dog? Good dog gets them all. Average dog gets the ones he wants when he wants to. And an exceptional dog gets the one I want him to get. You see, when you stand before your congregation, it's not your job to get them all. You get the one God wants. The one God wants. He with me. You focus on what I want or what you want. Find it. Good. Prophet dog. Don't fall off a ledge. Good man. Good dog. Come on. Let's go. Heal back with me. Let's go. Come on. Heal. Heal. Let's go. Come on. Heal. Find it. Find it. Good. Prophet dog. All right. Now, where do we quit training him? Heal with me. What if we wanted to sit, please? Sit. What if I want to walk outside the circle? By the way, when are you going to quit getting your education? Huh? What if he told me, I just don't like getting black white bumpers anymore. It's just not fun. Do I let him quit? When should I let my kids quit? When they told me, I just don't like math. Oh, I don't like it either, son. That's all right. He said, I mean, come on. What if you want to walk outside the circle and get the one you want? Young lady, which one you want him to get? The hard one behind me or this one up here? Go ahead. Pick one. Oops. Oops. Nope, son. I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to her. Heel. 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 Heel back here. Heel. Sit. Sit. All right. Which one? Pick one. Who? Which one you want him to get? I forgot who I was looking at. That one? This one? Which one? Pick point. The one in front of him? How are we going to do that? Should I have him get it in which voice? You see, I have a lot of dogs say I don't exist because they don't understand me. My dog understands me in multiple ways. Do you see God in multiple ways? I hope so. You want me to use whistle, voice, or no words at all? No words at all. Thank you for getting that for me. Good dog. Good dog. Good dog. Sit. Now, only got one left, Dr. Page. Which one you want him to get? I didn't want to risk him making a fool out of himself. You know what I'm talking about. Should he turn left when he gets it or right when he gets it? Turn left or right?
No, we can't turn left.
Hey, very good. Okay. Hey, I'll say this. Hey, he just doesn't look that smart. That's all. No. He wants him to turn right. Don't you ever quit learning. Please. He wants you to turn right. Good dog. All right, clap for that dog. Good dog. Come on now. Good dog. Good dog. Okay. All right, so what's harder than getting them all and getting the ones I ask him to? Sit, please. You see, I don't judge a dog anymore based upon how many bumpers he can accumulate. Sit, please. I judge him on does he have the ability to give them back. You see, I don't think God's going to judge you on how big your bank account is. He just might judge you based upon what you were able to give back and give away. So what might that look like? Let's just make it real hard. Let's get the old orange bumper of life out. Every dog wants the orange bumper. What's your orange bumper, by the way? Huh? What is it that you just think if you have is going to bring you total joy? I don't know. Prophet dog. Do not covet the orange bumper, son. No. Thank you. Thank you for telling them how much you love me. Thank you for denying yourself that they might know that I am your greatest treasure. What a gift. What's God asking you? Show them you love me. Show them I'm your greatest gift. Fetch it up, big boy. All right. Good dog. All right. You a good dog. You a good dog. Here. Okay. Hey, by the way, is no a good word or a bad word? Sit, please. Anybody besides me find it interesting that he gave us the Ten Commandments first? Thou shalt not, thou shalt not. What's wrong with him? Can I tell you something? I teach this dog no before I ever give him a name. My dog learns no before I ever give him a name. No. Why? Two things. One, I know what can hurt you. And two, I know where better things are in life than that. So let's see. Is no a bad word? Fetch it up, dog. No. Hey, no. Get over. Sit down now. Hey, I thought I said I love that dog. That sound like I love that dog, anybody? That was almost rude, wasn't it? That borderline offensive. All I'm going to tell you is this. You know what he could have told me? You have no idea how much I love orange bumpers. I'm the only dog that can't have an orange bumper, Dad. Everybody's driving an orange bumper. I'm the only girl that can't wear that stuff. Boy, it's endless, isn't it? All I'm going to tell you is this. Had this dog known more than me, the teacher, parent, had he done what he wanted to, had he come over here and got it anyway. You know, the other side of that is, get out of my life, Dad. I don't need you. I got teeth tear your right hand off. I can outrun you, see in the dark, and bow up on me. But he didn't. Though I was offensive, he did what I asked him to. But had he come over here to get that bumper, my gosh, that snake right there would have bit him. My dog would never be the same. Killed, maimed, blind, dead. Hold this thought for me, please, because I love everybody that's in here. Because you're God's people. The next time in your life somebody tells you no, would you hold this thought? Just maybe they love you. Just maybe they know something you don't know. You see, I love that dog. And by the way, the next time as an adult you go to God and you name it and you claim it, you hold this thought. Maybe he just knows something you don't know. Fetch it up, prophet dog. I love you, man. Y'all clap for that dog now. It's hard to do. Good boy. Good boy. Good dog. Okay. So, well, that all makes sense. But what about do not lean on your own understanding? Hey, relax, man. Relax. Sit. Don't you girls ever marry an alpha male, okay? What do you mean do not lean? You gave me brains. Am I not supposed to use it? By the way, who do you think I brought today? By the way, do you think I went out to my kennel and got my smartest dog? He's still back there trying to figure out how he can show me I'm wrong. He doesn't have the ability to go to faith because he wants to show all the other dogs how smart he is. You be careful with that. I love that dog. He could be such a powerhouse for me. I didn't get my pretty dogs either, ladies. I didn't get my best athlete dog either. I got the most obedient dog. I got my showdown, stand in the gap, fire breathing, I'll die for you, Hank dog. You want to be used for God? You go to obedience, you go to faith, and you go to loyalty, because God still likes those words. But what does it mean, prophet? Do not lean on your own understanding. How can you not lean on your own understanding? Heal with me. Get over here, man. Sit. There's that big house. Ooh, there's that. If you could just have that one, find it. Prophet dog. Change my mind. No. Go get that one over there. Yeah, good dog. Nope. Oh, change my mind again. Go get that one over there. Sit. Hey. You know why God says one of the worst things can ever happen to you is for you to get comfortable in what you're doing? You just saw it. He doesn't need me, does he? Oh, be so careful of that. But he is. Does he look confused to anybody besides me? Looks a little confused, doesn't he? He's got to be saying, hey, matter of fact, forget him. Have you ever looked up to God and said, can you not see me down here? Can't you see I'm suffering? Man, if I could just get that job, just have that person love me. And on and on and on. And God says, Don't lean on your own understanding. You see, I have great plans for you. But until I can trust you with the little things in life, I just may not give you the desires of your heart until then. You see, I don't want you to get any of those things. I told him no over there, he might get hurt. I'm telling him now, I know where better and bigger things are. But he has to trust me to find them. I don't want you to get anything. I want you to go away from everything, go straight back into the unknown. I want you to take a right back to the far corner. Now listen to me, because I love you, man. Back. Nope. Back. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, son. What did you get? Sit. Hey, when God can trust you with the simple things in life, he just might give you the green-headed duck. That's all right. That's your prophet dog. All right, come on. Now clap for that dog. Let's go. Come on. Let's go. All right. Come on. Fetch it up. Here. Come on. Relax, O Alpha. Relax for me. Hey, sit. Sit, buddy. Relax. Get it down. God ever do that to you? Just lay at my feet, would you? Just lay at my feet. I don't need you to go get it. Just lay at my feet. I got 100,000 dogs and go get it, son. Just lay at my feet. Now, what's the most difficult thing to teach him? Same thing it was to teach my children. Same thing it was for me to learn. And what it looks like is this. The most difficult thing for him to do is, I'm going to throw a bumper back there. I'm going to ask him to go get it. Good dog's going to get it. I'm going to ask him to bring it back to me. Good dog's going to bring it back to me. But about halfway back, I'm going to say, stop. And I want you to go B-A-C-K. Now, I don't want to say the word because he might do it. If you don't know what that spells, ask the girl next to you. All right? I want you to go B-A-C-K. You say, well, big deal. I'm going to tell you that is a big deal. Because he's going to say, are you a fool, son? Why go B-A-C-K? I already got it. It's in my mouth. If he's brilliant, absolutely brilliant, you know what he's going to say to me? If there's something back there, I can't pick it up. My mouth's full. So why will he go B-A-C-K with his mouth full? I'll tell you why. Because somebody loved him so much that they taught him a secret in America. You don't do things for the reward you get. You do them because of who you are. Did you get in the seminary? When you got dressed this morning to come to chapel, did you look in the mirror and say, I think I'm dressing for the girl next to me or the guy? Or did you look in the mirror and say, I'm dressed for the King of Kings? You come in here today for the bumpers that you can get, that he can give you? Or did you come in here to worship the King of Kings? If he'll go B-A-C-K with his mouth full, what he's telling you is, I am born again. I see you with different eyes. You are my greatest treasure. And he's willing to go B-A-C-K because of who I am. You can't imagine the love that will give me for that. Don't let me down, boy. Don't let me down. Come on, heel back here. Sit. You know, I used to use a stuffed dog. And one day I had a real dog, and I said, you want me to use this stuffed dog or that real dog? Everybody said they wanted the real dog, and I'm going, you know what struck my heart? That's why God didn't make us robots. That's why you've got choice. Because in that choice, in that temptation when it comes, guess what? In that choice, you can tell the world how much you love the Master. Without it, you can't. All right, don't let me down, baby. Go on. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Back. Back. I want you to go through that hole. Back. Not that one. Over. Listen. Back. Nope. Over. Back. All right, go down there. Go down there and show it to Notches. Over. All the way over. All the way over. Oh, y'all clap for that dog. That's pretty good. Pretty good. Not bad. Not bad. Not bad. All right. Sit. Hey, anybody like this dog? Who would like to have this dog? Give me hands up. Look at the hand. Look at there, Bobby. Look at there. Now, wait a minute. Hey, wait a minute here. Sit. Get down for me. How can you say you'd like to have this dog. How can you say you love that dog? You have no idea who his daddy is or is not, or his mama or his brother or his sister. You don't know what kind of dog house he came from. That's not even a name tag collar he's wearing. I'm sorry, name brand collar he's wearing. But you know what you just said when you said, I love that dog, or I'd like to have him? You just told yourself a real truth. It doesn't make any difference who his daddy is or who his daddy isn't. Or his mother or his brother or his sister or where he comes from or what kind of house he comes from. You loved him because he's faithful and loyal and obedient. You want to be somebody in life? Quit focusing on where you came from. Focus on where you're going. Get that word out of your mouth to say, I've got to do this. And you start saying, I get to do this. I get to take a trash out, prophet. I get to cut the grass. My good dogs, they are so thankful that I've saved them from something. Oh, you saved me from sleeping in that doghouse, man. You sleep in the streets, eating out of the trash and mosquitoes. My great dogs do not focus on what they're saved from. They focus on what they're saved for. Far. I get to go with Hank. I get to tell the world how much I love you. I get to walk by your side. I get to praise your name. Simple, simple difference. I'm glad you love him because he loves you. You know where the grass is always the greenest? Come on. Where's the grass always the greenest? Yeah, man. It's where you water it. Come on. Come on. Come on. What's my next question to you, by the way? Where are you watering it? Sit, please. I love this old boy. I love for him to get bumpers. I love for him to have a good time. But every now and then I do this. Fetch it. Give it. Fetch it. Give it. Fetch it. Give it, please. Now, why would I do that? Lesson number one from God's creation. Don't you ever drop the bumper God places in your mouth, because there's consequences for it. It's fun. It's a good time. I love him. But don't you ever drop the bumper God places in your mouth. If he says hold, you hold. If he says never let him down, don't let him down. If he says go, you go. If he says come unto me, you run. You see, if I teach my puppy dogs to hold it and don't drop it, guess what? They might not divorce their wife someday. They may not quit their job just because life gets tough someday. And they may stand firm for the word of God when their friends make fun of them someday. But on the other hand, fetch it, give it, please. You make sure that they know that they don't have to have the stuff of the world to be somebody. Don't make them guilty of materialism. Sit, please. You don't have to have a bumper for me to love you, son. I love you just like you are. I will always love you just like you are. You will be mine to the ends of time. Fetch it up, buddy. All right, what a lesson there. What a lesson. Come on. Come on. Come on. All right. All right. Let me give you a real quick dog. Sit, please. I love you. My wife does that to me, and I tell you, it's just nice to have that thing. You know, let me give you one dog training tip. You know, you don't want to come to a seminar, hear a dog trainer, and go back and not at least have one dog training tip. I would tell you that if you're ever traveling like I do with my dogs, I would tell you to absolutely never, ever, please don't ever give your dog a sleeping pill and a laxative on the same night. Yeah. All right. There's a little dog training tip for you. Hey, when Dr. Page checked me out, he said, I said, I've been all over the country, but what I didn't tell him was I've never been invited back. You know what I mean? It might be the jokes. I'm not real sure, brother. Okay, now, what is more important than him knowing who he is? What's the greatest commandment in the Word of God? Yeah. You go across America and they think it's love their children, love their spouse, love their bank account. But it's love the Lord your God, isn't it? With all your heart, mind, and soul, seek ye first the kingdom. And it goes on. It doesn't say it there, but you know, what else does it say besides just love the Lord? It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. You shall know the God before me. Be still and know that I am. What is this thing with God? Now, I'm a redneck. I'm telling you, I bow up back when I was a kid. Say, what kind of God needs me to love him? As I just said those words. Can I ask you a question? You think I need that dog to love me for me to be who I am? Do you think I need him to love me for me to be who I am? You bet I don't. Now, he needs me to love him. And I do love him. Matter of fact, he's priceless to me. Priceless to me. But I don't need him to love me to be who I am. So when God says, love me with all your heart, mind, and soul, you know what I think he's saying? This is where I could be in trouble here at a theology thing. Early in the book, it says what? It says, God chose you for what? A personal relationship. God wants a personal relationship with us. So God's saying, love me for what reason? How simple is this? You can't love what you don't know. He doesn't need you to love him. He wants you to know who he is. He got you so he'd have a personal relationship. He didn't want you to know about him. He wants you to know him. Blessed are you, Peter, because you know who I am. So hold this thought. What you don't know, you won't love. And what you do not love, you will not preserve or fight for. Anybody throw grandma's locket away during spring cleaning? No. Here's what scares me. I think there's a battle going on. You probably know there is. If the next generation of children do not know God, they will not love God. And if they do not love God, they will not preserve God. And this country will be gone. Gone. There is a battle going on. And you're the next generation to save it. Do not take your job lightly. For the King of Kings. You wake up every day and be just like him. I'm the last thing he wants to see at night. I'm the first thing he wants to see in the morning. And he's priceless to me. He's absolutely priceless to me. All right. Let me get some cookies out. Now, why have I been testing this dog? Why do you think you've been tested in life? Why does God say this is just a big test? You see, when I got that puppy, you know what I knew? I knew that someday he was going to stand before judges. And they wouldn't be me. I take him down to competition. They tell me to put my dog down behind that line, and they tell me, silence! Ooh, what do you mean? I love this dog. Man, this is my dog. He's been practicing so hard. Get off the line. If your dog's not a champion, take him with you. Because there is no curve here. Wow, that's real world in dog competition. Do you know you're going to stand behind that same line, and there is no curve? And there's a real test coming? You see? Come here, prophet dog. These are cookies. These are real cookies. Heel back with me. Heel. Come on, let's go. Heel a little further. Come on, back here. Heel, heel, heel. My wife does that to me. I'm just trying to make sure. No, sit. All right. Sit, please. Real cookies. I'm going to ask you not to eat them. Don't eat this, buddy. I know you're hungry. I got a good bounce. Every now and then you get a bad bounce. Is it about to bounce? It isn't about to bounce. Do not keep your puppy dog from temptation. You teach him what to do when it comes. Because the Word of God says it's necessary that it comes. Why would it be necessary? Hey. Oh, amen. Hey. No, amen. Hey. What are you laughing at? That's what you look like right there. Oh, yeah. Now, that's particularly... That happens to be a male thing more than a female thing among my dogs. See, he isn't going to eat that cookie. He's just trying to see how close he can get to it. That's all. Destroyed many a dog. Many a dog. I'm just going to go down and see what Johnny's doing at the bar. I might be able to convert him down there. Yeah. You, yeah. You sitting over here anyway. Now, over here's another cookie. Where do you think my last cookie is going to drop? Right in front of his face, isn't it? Why is that? Because the Word of God says it's what? Necessary that temptation comes? Why was it necessary? Without that cookie, he doesn't have choice, does he? And you don't either. Without choice, what can he not do? Cannot tell you how much he loves me. The greater the temptation, the greater the glory for the trainer. The greater the glory for the trainer. You got it? Maybe you're God's showdown dog. Maybe he's saying, show him you love me. You see, now that just looks like a cookie to you. That's temptation to my dog there. If I had you up here, I wouldn't put a cookie. What would I do? If I had you guys up here, I'd put the prettiest thing you ever saw. You know what I'm talking about. If I had you girls up here, put someone look a lot like me up there, baby. You know what I'm Hey, knock it off. All right. On the other side over here, that little cookie, what is that? You name it. I don't want to. But I'll tell you what. Most of the cookies going to get you all are not going to be ugly things. They're going to be pretty things. Going to be pretty things. Where do you think my last one's going to drop? Right in front of his face, isn't it? Oh, yeah. If I let that dog sit in the cookies long enough, what's going to happen here? There'll be some cookie munching going on. What's the Word of God say you do when you're in the cookies of life? Get on the cell phone. Isn't that what it said? Call a committee. It says haul. Do not hang around the dogs that dig holes, chase cars, and kill cats, or you'll be doing it. You'll be doing it. Just that simple. Get out of there, haul as fast as you can. I'm going to tell him what Jesus Christ came to tell us. I didn't come here to condemn you about eating cookies. I didn't come here. I love him. I came here to give him a more abundant life. Do not focus on that which is seen. They're temporary, son. What's a cookie do for an 82-pound dog? Let me tell you, nothing. Just needs another one and another one and another one until his belly swells up and he's of no value to me. Are those he loves or those that love him? Do not focus on that which is seen because it's temporary, but focus on that which is unseen because it is eternal. And I'm going to tell him the same thing Christ told us. You see that cross? You're going to have to go to that cross. No matter what happens, you've got to go to that cross. I don't care how bad it is, you've got to go to that cross. I don't care how good it is, you've got to go to that cross. I don't care what they're saying about you. I don't care what your friends say. You go to that cross. No matter what, you go to that cross. Come here, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Where are you, man? Come here, man. What you trying to tell him, prophet dog? Yeah, give it to me, buddy. What a simple biblical truth. Don't you think cookies of life aren't real? They are here to kill your appetite for that greater, more abundant thing that God has for you. And you cannot get there unless you go to the foot of the blood of the cross of Jesus. And you can only get there by faith. Because he doesn't even know where it is. So let's give you two more things. I got a few more minutes. Okay. Any of you cat lovers need to leave, go ahead. Oh. Keep your eyes on them. If I were to give a puppy away, but I lined three of them up, and you won one of that puppy, how would you come up here and pick the next national champion? Can I just tell you how? You see, only that puppy that gets into the hands of the master is ever going to be a champion. It's not about the puppy. You could have better puppies than me, better kids than me, better a man or woman, but if you don't get your life into the hands of Jesus Christ, you'll never be all you're meant to be. It just won't happen. And you remember when I told you, I said that I gave him a name for three reasons. One of them was to hold him accountable for what I asked him to do. You be careful in life because America stops right there. America thinks it's all about gathering the bumpers. This dog can gather so many bumpers, he can pile them so high you can't see me, the master, standing behind them. And when he dies, I'm going to redistribute those bumpers among all the other dogs. He could have had a life walking by my side, having a personal relationship with me, and he spent it accumulating bumpers. Be careful with that. But the greatest use of his name is the second part of it, the praise of his name. The praise of his name. You see, If we open that door, I can take this door, dog, and send him out that door across your parking lot all the way to the end. I can blow this whistle 400, 500, 600 yards from me. He'll stop, turn, and look at the master. Amazing. But if I did that in Houston, Texas, guess what's going to happen? There'll be another dog run up to my dog. You know what he say? What you doing, son? He's 400, 500 yards from you. Why are you paying attention to that whistle? Nobody tells me what to do, man. I'm free. I don't listen to anybody's whistle. That's for weak dogs, sissy dogs, man, cowards, not us smart dogs. You know why it does not surprise me that that dog doesn't even understand my command? He's not my dog. He's not my dog. The Word of God says what? Those that are not of God cannot hear His Word. Do you hear that real good? Those that are not of God cannot hear His Word. Now, most of the people in here hear it. I'm going to tell you, when you're out there preaching, I never heard His Word. I read Outdoor Life Sports Afield. And when a man told me that, it scared me to death because I did not hear. I thumbed through the book, but not with my heart. And I'd never prayed for God to open my heart up that I could hear His Word. And I went home and I'm telling you, I honestly cried and begged and pleaded that God would open up my heart that I could hear His Word. And open up, if I could intercede, open up the heart for my children. I quit praying for their success and I prayed that God would open up their hearts. You quit praying for your happiness, your joy, your success, and you say, God, open up this heart that I can hear Your Word. Because hearing the Word is what separates him from every other dog. It separates men from men, dogs from dogs, churches from churches, nations from nations. See, the good news is this. My sheep will know my voice, and I will know them, and they will follow me. So what does that look like? I want to see if you can steal my dog. Sit. You can't serve two masters, prophet. And the Word of God says, you cannot pluck from my hand one that is mine. Sit. What's this dog's name? Sit. Sit, please. See if you can make him go get that. Come on. Wait a minute now. You sound like a Baptist church. I want you to put the same temptation on him that's going to be put on you. It's been put on you. I mean, you know, here's a good thought for you. I've never had a champion dog come up to mine and try to raise himself to my dog's level. You know what he's always done? He's always tried to pull my dog down to his level. Coward. Sissy. Teacher's pet. I'm going to count to five. Everything you've got. You ready? Go for it. Steal him. I love you, but you can't steal this dog. I could turn the light out and come back tomorrow, and this dog will still be here. Can God say the same about you? You think I stomped my foot or raised my hand, or you think He actually knows my voice? Could the Word of God have some truth in it? You think I could say prophet dog and He'd take off? I bet He would. Come on. Okay, the last thing I'm going to tell you right here. Sit, please. I love you, man. Sit, because I love you. No, sit. Remember I said it was the praise of His name and I never finished it? Sit. Lord, I love you, buddy. Sit. If we go to Houston, Texas, and I let my dog get out of the fence and he runs around with some good old party dogs, it's about 30 minutes before somebody shows up called a dog catcher in Houston, Texas. And he shows up and he has a piece of steel cable. And that steel cable runs through a 9-foot pole. That pole is hollow. So it is hollow so he can hold it out there in front of him. And on the end of it is this steel cable with the ends coming through here. And so what he does, he'll come up to that dog right there and put it right over that dog's head. I didn't mean to look at you, brother, when I said that. But he puts it over that dog head, and then what's he do? Whop! Ah! And it's not funny. Can you imagine something you love, something priceless to you being drugged to the pit? Screaming and hollering. You know the first name he usually calls out? He'll call his mother's name out. And mama, you can't help him. And daddy can't help him. And his party friends can't help him. Do you know there's only one person that can help this dog? If the dog catcher's dragging him to the pit, only one person, and that's me. I have the authority because I've paid a great price for him. I paid a great price for him. I have the authority to step out of my car and say, no, he's mine. And they have to set him free. And all I'm trying to tell you in a simple way is that we will all stand before the King of Kings. And I believe with all my heart our eyes are going to be down. And I believe with all my heart that you're going to be praying the same prayer that I'm going to pray. And that would be that Jesus Christ would call my name out as one of His. Because that is the only name under heaven that has the authority to save us. The only name. Don't you leave here today. Don't you leave this institution and not tell the world that. It's the only name. Other than that, they'd be drugged to the pit. Because that's the only name that can save them. I love you. I thank you for being here. I'm not a pastor, but I would give you... Matter of fact, hey, come up here, Doc. Can I call him Doc? You know... We're all kinds of people here today, and some of us are seminary students. But you know, sometimes we've lived a life that's really not worthy of what we want to do. Kind of watch him, Doc. He's a drug dog. Here. Come here. Come here. Sit. If you're not 100% sure, and you've heard this a million times, so I don't want to go through all the fancy stuff. As a matter of fact, don't even close your eyes. I don't want to make it easy on anybody. I'm not looking for dogs that I have to make love me. And I don't think God is either. But if you want to recommit your life or do it for the first time, I don't know. I want to give you that chance. I want you to change your life today. I want you to be like this dog. He didn't come here to please you, entertain you, or get your approval. He came here to serve me. That's what I want you to do. So if you want to rededicate or give your life to Christ, let me just say a prayer for him. And you just keep those eyes open or bow your head or stand up and holler. You're God's people. But let's just go to the King one more time. Heavenly Father, I don't want the cookies of life anymore. I don't want the orange bumpers. I don't want the fame. I don't want the fortune. I want to walk by your side. I want to heal at your feet. I want to go and run the distance never gone before. Love me enough to give me that. Complete the good work you've started in me. Help me go the distance that the world might know that I'm yours. Forgive me for the unworthiness that's been in my life. Forgive me for that self-servingness that keeps checking the wind and leaving the marks of living where I am. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe that He paid a great, great price for me. I know that He has the authority. And the only one with that authority to save me. I know that He died for me. But I also know that He arose for me. And I believe that He now sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, the Alpha and the Omega. And with everything that's in me, I'm begging, I'm pleading, I'm crying out unashamedly. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. change me this day, that the world from this day forth will know that I am yours for no other reason other than you are my greatest treasure, and that the way that I walk through life, they'll know that I am yours. In that powerful, that glorious, and that blessed name we pray. Amen. Amen. I love you guys. I don't know what to do after this.
Let's hear it for our handcuff and the prophet.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, brother.
Thank you for listening to this audio from Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. If you want more information on our academic programs, or if you would like to support our mission, visit www.swbts.edu.